Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Chukas. We left off a little bit before Shvi by Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kapitel Chafal of Pasuk Yud Zayin. It says, Oz Yoshir Yisroel Es Ashira Hazois. Then Klal Yisrael sang this song, Ali Ve'er Anu Lo. Come up well, call out to it. Zok Rashi, why did Klal Yisrael say this Shira in appreciation of the Nes? Ali Be'er. Mitoich HaNachal, from inside the valley, V'Hali, and bring it up, Masha'at Mala, whatever you bring up. U'minayim, and where do we know, Sha'be'er Ohidiyah Lehem, that the well, the bear itself, informed them of the Nisim. The bear itself informed them of the Nisim. Shenemar, it says, in the Pasuk before, U'misham Be'era, from there to the well. V'chimisham Hoysa, now was it from there? V'aloyim B'tchilas Arboim Shana Hoysimam, it was there from the beginning of the 40 years, when they went into the Midbar. Now it was there for a long time. El Pshat is like this: Sheyordo, that the well went down into the valley. Lefarsim es anisim, to publicize all the nisim. V'chein we find Oz Yashir Yisroel. Then Yisroel sang Hashir Azois Nemro. This song was said b'Soifar Boim. This was sent at the end of the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. V'Abeir Nitn Lahem, and the bell was given to them Itchilas Arboim, the beginning of the 40 years. My royal Likos of Khan. So why is it written over here? This is to be darshan, to interpret it as referring to that what's mentioned right before. So pshat is, why is the well spoken of over here, the whole be'er? So pshat is like Rashi explained before, because that the well was a vehicle in which the Ribbono Shel brought out Kiddushim Shemayim, and the Ribbono Shel made the Nes by Arnon for Klal Yisrael. So once the Torah refers to the well, the Be'er, for this reason, Zok the Be'er Mayim Chayim, so too it goes on to mention other aspects of the Be'er. Pasuk Yudches, Be'er Chafaru Asarim, the well that these ministers dug, Karua Nedivei Ha'am, nobles of these people, they carved it out. B'mechoykik B'mishan Oysam, through a, Mechoykik is a lawgiver, some that makes laws with Meshanoisam is their walking sticks. Umi Midbar Matana, from the Midbar, a gift. Zokt Rashi was Meintas Be'er Chafaru of a Goimer. It's the well that the ministers dug. Zoisia Be'er, this is the well Asher Chafaru Asar, in which the ministers dug. Who is that? Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron are the ministers of Klal Yisrael. B'Meshanoisam, with their walking sticks, B'mata, that means with the staff, which is the mata of Aaron. Umi Midbar, from the Midbar, Nitn Lehem, it was presented to them. Zok the Heilige Rabbein Bechai on this. It's really in the next pasuk. We'll see it in a second. Pasuk Yotes umi matono nachliel, and from a gift, literally it means to the valley, umi nachliel, and from the valley bomois, to the high parts, to the heights. Zok Rashi umi matono nachliel, and from a gift to the valley. How do you understand it? Ketargum, like the Targum says, Targum Unkelus says. What does the Targum Unkelus say? He teaches. And once it was given to them, it went down with them into the valleys. Of them, the Ben Bechai brings it on this pasuk. He says like this: if a person makes himself hefker with being yogei in Torah, like the midbar, which is free for everybody, it's hefker. Nitna loy Torah matana, then the Torah will be given to matana. Shenemar, it says umi midbar matana, v'kivan shenitna loy matana, and once it's given to matana, nochal keil. Shenemar, it says umi matana nachliel, v'kivan shenochal keil oil l'gedula. Person gets next target, he gets up to gedula. V'mheg is daite, but if he is a balgaiva, then no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpila, Hashem lowers him. Shenemar, it says umi bamois hagai. V'mchazaboy, but if he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makbi, Hashem lifts him up. Shenemar, it says in Yishayimem, kol gei yinose. And then he says an interesting thing. V'dai, you should know, ki shira is begematria tefila. 515. Shira is gematria 515. Tefila is gematria 515. V'aschanan is also gematria 515. Uchsiv, it says in Tehillim, Perek Membeis, yoimom yitzava Hashem chastoi. Uvalaylo shiro imoy tefila lekel choy shiro ksiv. It says shiro. Ayin sham and the Rabbeinu Bechai. Mori de kamar mokim. Al kapon of a person's yegei and toiro, so then it's given to him matana. And once that, he gets it to nachal kel. means literally means Yarshans with the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning he comes close to Skarvus Hashem. Then afterwards he's Oleh L'Gedula. Then it's all he's just straight up afterwards. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Chof, Umi Bamois Hagai, and from the heights to the guy is to the raven. To the vos. What does the Targum say on there, on that pasuk? Umiremosa lechelayu. It means the low parts. That's what it means. Pshat is the valley. Umi bama is where it goes from the bama is a guy to the valley. It's asher b'stei moyov, which is in the field of moyov. Roish hapiska, the top of the peak. V'nishkofo al pnei hayishimoyin, and it is seen over the surface of the yishimoyin. Zok Rashi vos meintos umi bama is a guy, and from the heights. He goes to the valley, Asher b'stei Moyev, which is in the field of the Moyev, Kisham Meis Moshe, because that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. Visham bot la be'er, and that's where the be'er ceased to be with Klal Yisrael. Nochav shad, dover acher, karu an adiv yaham. What does that mean? The nobles of the people carved it out. It means kol yinosi v'nosi, each and every nosi. Kesho yuchoinim, when Klal Yisrael would encamp, noitel makla, you would take a stick. Umoyshech etzel digloy machneya, and he would pull it towards his degel, his division, and his camp. And the water of the well, Nimshachim Derech Oisei Simon, such a nace, they would run by the way of that mark that the Nasi made. Uvoyin Lifnei Chanias Kol Shevet V'Shevet, and would come through the camping place of each Shevet. Moshe Tik Anisim, state in Medrash Tanchumo. B'mechoykek, through a lawgiver, Nanupsha, what does it mean? Alpi Moshe, by the word of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenikr Mechoykek, who he's called the one that makes the laws, he gives the laws. Shenemar, it says, Kisham Chelkas Mechoykek Sofim, that's where the lawgiver's plot is hidden. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu's name not mentioned? Bishiro Zu in this song, because he was stricken through the well. And since the mention Moshe's name is not mentioned because he was lock al yedei be'er, it's not mentioned. The name of Rabbeinu is not mentioned either. Marshal Melech, we can compare this to a king. They invited to this big banquet. Omri said, "Im oya visham, if my close friend is there, anisham, then I'm there. Vimlav, but if he's not there, any oylech, I'm not going." Same thing. Benjamin says, "Moshe Beinu, my Eved Hashem, he's my close friend. He's not there, I'm not coming." Reish Apiska, the top of the peak. Ketargum, like the Targum Onkel says, Reish Ramosa, the top of the height. Piska is peak. Loshen Goyva, this means height. V'chein Pasquar Menasel, we find the pasuk in Tehillim Memches Yudalid. It says Pasku Armanisar Hagbiu Armanisar means raise up its palaces. Vinishkofa, as it is seen, Oisei Piska, the peak is seen al pnei amokim, over the surface of the place, Shashmo Yishima, whose name is Yishimain. Vulashin Midbor, this means a lashon of Midbor, the wilderness, Shushamin, it's desolate. Dovrachar Nochapshat, Vinishkofa Be'er al pnei Yishimain, the well is seen from the surface of the Yishimain, Shenignaza, it was hidden away, Beyamashal Tveria. Berish Miriam was hidden in Yamashal Tveria. And someone told me that that's where the Arizal went in there to give Reb Chaim Vital from that Be'er of Miriam. He went into the middle of the Tveria over there, so he knew where it was. We don't know where it is, but somewhere in Yam Kineret. Ve'oymer al Yishima, and someone who stands on the Yishima, Mabit V'roy, you can look and see Kamin Kavara, like a sieve-like shape by Yam in the sea. V'hiya Be'er, and that's the well. Kachdar Shet Tanchumas. So if you go there, you see Kamin Kavara, that's the Be'er Shel Miriam. Stum, all the tour guides know where it is. Yeah, at least they'll tell you. The same tour guys that tell you want to go to Kiryat Shmona, they'll take you to Kiryat Arba twice, they'll tell you that that's where the Be'er Shel Miriam is. Kapanim, we know that Rizal only knew where it was, but fine, they think they know where it is. Al Kapanim, if you see the sieve-like thing over there, then you know it's the Be'er. Pasuk Chof Aleph, by Shvi, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, Yisrael sent Shluchim, El Sichon Melech HaMoiri, Lema to the Sichon, the king of HaMoiri, saying, so Rashi, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, Uvamokim Acher, it says somewhere else, Toila Shlichus b'Moshe. The Shlichus to Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning he's the one that sent him. Shanemar, it says, Ve'eshlach malachim midbar k'deimos, I sent messengers from the wilderness of k'deimos. V'chein, it also says, Vayishlach Moshe malachim mikodesh al melech Edom. Moshe sent shluchim from Kodesh to the king of Edom. Kodesh was the last place the Yidden were in the midbar before they trekked up, they traveled and marched into Eretz Yisrael. V'yiftach o'aymer, it says in Yiftach, it says, what's the Torten? This is in this week's Haftorah, Gada, by in Shoiftim Yud Aleph, Yud Zayin. It says, It says over there, Vayishlach Yisrael malachim el melech Edom v'goyim. Yisrael sent shluchim to the king of Edom, saying, Haksuv malalu, these psukim tzrichen zel zeh, you need one or the other. What's the pshat? Zeh noyel v'zeh pesech. One locks and the other one opens. Meaning the first pasuk locks up the whole inyan. Doesn't give you the whole picture. Only when you see the other pasuk by Yiftach, you get the whole picture. What does that teach you? She Moshe hu Yisrael. That Moshe is Klal Yisrael. V'Yisrael hey Moshe. And Klal Yisrael is Moshe. Leir melech to tell you, she nesi hador, the leader of the door of the generation, hu kechol hador, is like the entire generation. Ki anasi hu akol, because the leader is everything. Pasuk of Beis, what did they send him? Ebro biartzecho. Let me pass through your land. Lo nite v'sode uvecherem. And we will not turn off to a field or a vineyard. Lo nishte me ve'er. We won't drink any water of the well. Biderech ha-melech neilech. On the king's road we'll travel. Ad asher navrik vulech. Until we pass through your border. Zot Rashi Ebro biartzecho. Let me pass through your land. Afal pishe lo nitztavu. Well, even though they weren't commanded. Liftoich lem b'shalim. To open... with peace, in other words, to make these overtures to them and to offer them peace. Bikshu miyam shalom, but Klal Yisrael is the am of shalom. They sought peace to try to make peace before they went to Melchama with Sichain. But what happens? The next pasuk of Gimel, he's not maskim. V'lei nosan Sichain es Yisrael avor bigvulois. But Sichain did not permit Klal Yisrael to pass through his border. But yes, if Sichel is kol amay. Not only that, Sichel was so afraid he assembled his entire people. Vayetze likis Yisrael hamidboru, and he went out to Klal Yisrael in the midbor. So Rashi like no son Sichel v'goymer. Sichel didn't permit l'fisha kol malchik Knaan hayumaylin lemas, because he had a financial issue over here. What was the pshat? All the malchik Knaan, the 31 malachim in Knaan, used to give him taxes. Shayushaymram, he would guard them. Shleyavr aleim giyosos, that these invading armies wouldn't pass through their lands. Kivan Shomer lo Yisrael, but once Klal Yisrael said to him, "Ever be'atzech, let me pass through your land." Amar let me said to them, "Kol atzmi eini yoshiv kam." There's no other reason why for me to be dwelling over here. El l'shamer b'pneichem, but to guard them against you. V'atem roim kach, and this is what you say. So it wasn't maskim. You had a financial interest in there. Pasuk vayetzi likras Yisrael. You went out against Klal Yisrael. Ilu ois a chesbon milei yitushim. At chesbon, been full of these gnats and these mosquitoes. Ein kol beria yichayil lekavsha. No creature would be able to conquer it because it was so strongly fortified. V'mayisichon bechvar chalosh. And let's say Sichon was in a weak village. Ein kol adam yachal lekavsha. Nobody would be able to conquer him because he was a mighty warrior. So v'kolsh gan shayi bechesbon. How much more so would be impossible to defeat them now that he was in chesbon? Omar Kodesh Baruch, the Banishlam said, Mo ani matriach al bonai kol zayis. Why do I have to trouble my children so much? Lotzer al kol ir v'ir, to make them lay siege against each and every town. No san believe kolanchi and mechami, put their deer into the hearts of all these men that went out to war. Lotzeis minei ayoris, to go out from their cities to battle with Klal Yisrael in the open fields. V'niskaptu kulam lemokim echad. And they all gathered in one place. V'sham naflu, and that's where they fell. That was the chesed of Hashem. Not matriach Klal Yisrael. Misham holch Yisrael, and that's where Klal Yisrael went. El ha'orim, to the towns. Vein omid l'negdom, and nobody was standing against them. Ki ein sham el anoshim v'taf, because who was in the cities? Only the women and children. So meila, they left their cities. And we see later, Lamais and Yeshua, that was a brach that Rabbeinu Shalom did also, because Moshe Rabbeinu and Vaschana gave them, they said, you're going to get from the Canaanim, Batim Leim Kol Tov, these well-stocked houses with cities that are everything prepared that day, and orchards and fields. So Rabbeinu Shalom, Chotzer is one of the cities they destroyed. Ah, Yericha, they destroyed it. But the other cities of the Canaanim, they didn't destroy, because they came out and united, made an alliance against Klal Yisrael. And they tried to attack them, but they all left their cities. So the Klal Yisrael Yeshua killed them over there, and then they went in and they yarshened all the cities. So that's the same idea over here. Pasuk of Dalit Vayova Yotza. He arrived at Yotza, Vayilochim b'Yisrael, and he waged war against Klal Yisrael. Pasuk of Dalit Vayakeyu Yisrael Lefi Chorev. And Klal Yisrael smote him. They sechmeted him by the edge of the sword. Vayirash es arza, and they took possession of his land. Me arnoin ad yaboik, from arnoin to yaboik. Ad b'nei amoin, to the children of b'nei amoin. Ki az gevul b'nei amoin, for the border of the b'nei amoin was very strong. So the pshat is that Sichon once owned, that Amoin had the land before, then Sichon kicked them out. So later on, the Amoinim, we see in Shoiftim Yud Aleph, with the whole of Torah this week of Yiftach, that Amin said, "You took my land." So Yiftach told him, "I'm going to give you a right, accurate history lesson over here." You're right. The Amoinim were not allowed to take their land. We didn't take your land. Sichin took your land, and we took it from Sichin. To fight against Sichin, we were allowed to. So, what does it say? Zok Rashi Kiyaz, for the border of Bnei Amoin was strong. Umau Choskoi, what lay in its strength? Hasra Osir Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Asra of Hashem. Shamar Lami said to Klal Yisrael, At Tetzurim V'Goymer, don't approach opposite the, you're not allowed to distress them, and don't start up with the Bnei Amoin. It says in Devorim, Parshas Devorim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yutes. So that's what stopped them. That was strong. What was strong? The Ribbono Shel Olam gave them an Isser. By an Isser, by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Chazak by Klal Yisrael.
Even though now it wasn't Amir, it's calling it strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
It used to be,
right. Once upon a time, it was strong. Yeah. Pasuk of Hey, Vayikach Yisrael is Kol He'orim Ha'ele. So Klal Yisrael took all these cities. Vayeshev Yisrael B'chol Ori Amori. And Klal Yisrael settled in all the Amori cities. Becheshboin in Cheshboin, Uvachol Benoisea, and all its suburbs. So Rashi Benoisea, its suburbs, literally means its daughters. This means Kfarim Hasmuchim La. This means the villages that adjoin it, that are next to it. Other psukim you find that it says Bonois is in Yeshua, Tezvov, Memhei, in Yeshaya, Lamed Beis, Tez. Rashi says, see Rashi over there. Kalpanim here, Benoisea means its suburbs. Pasuk Chavov, Ki Cheshboin, Ir Sichoin. Because Cheshboin is the city of Sichon, Melech HaEmoiri, he, the king of the Emoiri. V'hu nilcham b'melech Moav, and he had fought a war against the first king of Moav, Melech Moav HaRishon. V'yikach es kol arzeh, and he took all his land, miyodoi, from his hand, from his control, ad Arnoin until Arnoin. Meaning, it used to be Amoin's, but then Sichon took it away from him. V'hu nilcham v'goyim ezak Rashi. Why do you have to write this? Levish Nemer, it says, Al Totzeres Moyov, do not distress Moyov. You're not allowed to fight wars against them. The Cheshboin Michel Moyov Hoysen, Lechoy Cheshboin had belonged once to Moyov. Because of London, the Pasuk writes to us, Shesichin Lokhmehem, that Sichin took it away from him. Ve'al Yodoy Torah Yisrael, and for that, it became possible for Klal Yisrael to take possession of it. As I state in the Gemara above Metzia, Nun Vavamid Beis, that it says, that Amoin Tira B'Sichon. That Amoin, that once Sichon took it away out of control of Amoin, then Klal Yisrael was allowed to take it from them. Miyodeh from his control, literally it means his hand. This means Mirushusay from his Rishus. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Al Kein Yoimru HaMoishlim. About this, the poets would say, Bo Cheshboin, come to Cheshboin, Tibone, let it be built, V'Sikoinen, and be established, Ir Sichon, the town of Sichon. So Rashi, Al Kain, about this, Al Oisim Milcham, about that war, Shanilcham Sichon B'Moyav, which Sichon waged against Moyav, Yoimru HaMoishlim, the poets would say, who is that? This refers to Bilam. Shanem Arboy, it says, Vayisa Mishaloi, he gave, and he gave his parable. What's the pshat? Moishlim means rulers usually, but over here it means poets, the Lashon Mishalom of parables. HaMoishlim, Bilam, who's the poets? That's Bilam Ubaor, Bilam and his father Baor. They said, "Boyu Cheshboin, come to Cheshboin." Shalai hoye Sichon yochel kofsha, because Sichon was unable to couldn't conquer it from the Moavim, from the Meyavim. V'holach v'socher as Bilam. So what did he do? He went and he hired Bilam, lekalalei, to curse it. V'zer she'amalei Balak, and this is what meant. Balak said to Bilam, "Ki yodati eis asher tevorich mevorich v'goyimer. I know whoever you give a brach is benched, and whoever you curse is cursed. What's the pshat? Because I once had your experience already when I was fighting with the Ammonium." Tikon of Sichon, let it be built and established. That's Cheshboin. Let Cheshboin be built and established. B'shein Sichon, in the name of Sichon, liyos ir, to be his city. And we know the famous Chazal, what Al Ken Yom Ramoishlim Gemar Babasudot Nain Ches, what it darshens that Elo Amoishlim B'Yitzrom, right? Famous drosha on this. Everybody knows that. Name? Famous drosha that it says over there. Chofetz Chaim brings it at the end of this week's parsha. He says, Al Kain Yom Ramoishlim Boyu Cheshbin, Bobbasar Ein Ches, Om Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Yom Rabbi Yonason, Maidich Siv Al Kain Yom Ramoishlim Boyu Cheshbin, Hamoishlim Eilu Hamoishlim Beyitzram, the Moishlim are the ones that rule over the Yetzahara. Boyu Cheshbin, what does that mean? Boy Venachshev Cheshbin Ishaloilom, let's make the Cheshbin of the Welt. Hefsid Mitzvah Keneget Schara, the Hefsid you have by doing a Mitzvah that's Keneget the Schar. Uschar Aver, the Schar of an Aver, Keneget the Fsed, Keneget the Hefsid, what you're losing. Tibana v'sikoinim v'chule, yimatam oisim kain, tibana boi l'mazev, v'tikonin loy l'mabo. So what's Chaim, we have to speak this out. He says, v'yidua, mashakosav asmag bak demosa, we know what the smag writes in Nagdoma, ben yitzir sa'odom, well, how a person was created, ki mitchila bar Hashem yizboruch, kitais malochim, First Hashem made groups of malachim shem sichliyim nevdolim, that separate sichliyim, zok the smag. Shehulchim bisnagusam rak achar adas amitis. They go after the emes adas. Shein mutbem koyach ha-chemda va-taiva klal. They have no koyach of desire, chemda and taiva. Va'achakach b'yoyim hei, on the fifth day of creation, Omar Hashem Yisborach, toitzi oretz nefesh chayil umino, behema v'remes. She'elu ein lehem chochma v'das klal. V'hulchim rak achar tevosim. These are the things that go after the taiva without das chochma. Shalidei ma'at gargarim shenoyslin lehem, a little bit geshmak they give them, amshichim oysim afilu beis hashchitit, they could schlep mamash to the shlachtoiz. When I mix those two koiches from Yom Revi and Yom Chamishi, the Hainu Nishmasa Odom Shuchelik Eloikam Imal Milea Chochma Vedas Amitis. That's full of the Das Chochma and Das Kein Malach in my Nefesh Abahamis. Like it's a Malach with the Nefesh Abahamis. It's our cover of both of them. And the Mshach is Rach Acher Taivas Aguf. Hashem says, I'm going to see who's going to overpower who. If this gabra nefesh asichlis, ala nefesh abahamis, ve odam yasakol puyloisiv rak vanogas aseichel, b'shem tzadik yikro, then it'll be called a tzadik. Ve yalam adregas malach, will come to dargav malach, ve magbra abahami al sichli, ve oise tomid rak afi ritzayin tavosoy, mashbil bezes atzme, et yurdam adregas behemah, goes down to the dargav behemah, b'shem rosh yikro, at kan toichin dvorov, of the smag. Zoktochav Tzchaim, Yoitzi Mizeh, Kum Tois from the smag, Shala Odom Lachashiv Tomid Darkoi. Person always has to make a cheshbon on his derech, Hefzit Mitzvah Keneget Tzchoro. Lo Niach Lenevesh Abahamis Lazus Kvit Hadosa. Don't let your behemoth do what he wants. Ve Ashri Odom Ashoikilum Mephalis Darkit Tomid. And Ashri is a person that always measures out and makes a cheshbon of whatever his derech is. And that's Bo Cheshbon. That's Machin a Cheshbon. Say one Maisa with Reb Zedel, Zechon Levrochim, Ashver. He came about 8 years ago to visit Reb Zedel by Izbi's minion here in Matisdorf in two, and my Shver learned by him in RJJ about 40 years ago. So he recognized him. He knew him. He was his Talmud, Reb Zedel, Zechon Levrach, he davened in that minion. So afterward, the davening Friday night, we davened there, Reb Zedel looked up. He didn't recognize my Shver at that time. At that time, Reb Zedel, I made a cheshbon, I think was 93 years old. He was nifted, I think, at 99, whatever. He was Berech 93, 90, maybe he's younger, Berech 93. Then a few minutes later, we waited. Everybody left. Then he recognized him. So he asked him, "Oh, Shalom Aleichem, was machter Rabbi Mashver?" So he said, "Baruch Hashem." He says, "What mamalachtecha? What do you do for a living?" So he told him, "I'm Isaac." At that time, he was Isaac in computers. He says, "I work with computers." So he says, "Ooh, computers." Dr. Zedel, listen how a Baal Musa looks at a computer. He says, "With a computer, yedazach cheshbin. Pshat is if you press this button, that's going to happen. You press this key, that's going to happen." He says, "If you press wrong thing, it's not nothing to happen." Yedazach cheshbin. He says, "In leben altsim mit a cheshbin." Everything's with a cheshbon. You have to do everything with a cheshbon. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. Al ken yomer ha-moishlim boyu cheshbon. Make a cheshbon. That's the moishlim b'yitzim. Yedazach ha-dafob na cheshbon. With that, we continue Rabbi Yisai Pasuk Chof Ches. Ki eish yotza mi cheshbon. For a fire has gone forth from cheshbon. Lehova mikirya sichon. A flame from the city of Sichon. Ochla or moyov. It has consumed or of moyov. Bali bomis arnoin. The masters of Arnoin's heights. So Dr. Rashi ki eish yotza mi cheshbon. Mishakov Shasichin, one Sichin conquered it. Ochl or Moyov, it has consumed or of Moyov. Shame Oysa Medina Kori Or. The name of that area is called Or, Beloshin Ivri in Ivri. U Lechayas Beloshin Arami, and Lechayas it's called in Aramis. Or Moyov, or Shal Moyov. This means Or of Moyov. Pasuk Chof Tes, Oy Lecha Moyov. Woe to you, Moyov. Avadita. You are lost. Am Kemoish. People, nation of Kamoish, that was their Voida Zoro. Nosan Bon of Platim, he delivered his sons as these fugitives. Uvenoisa of Bashvis, and his daughters into captivity. Lemelech Emoiri Sichon, to the king of Emoiri Sichon. Zokter Ashi was Mentos. Oilucha Moyov, woe to you Moyov, Shekilalayas Moyov. Because Bilam and Baor cursed Moyov. Sheyimastru Beyodah, they should be given over to the hand of Sichon. Kamoish. Shame Elihei Moyov. This is the name of the god of Moyov. The Avoy the Zara, the Getchke. Nosan, he delivered. Hanoisin as Bon of Shal Moyov Platim. He who delivers, he has delivered the sons of Moyov to as Platim, which means Nosan Uflatim Icherev. Those who flee and they run away and seek refuge from the sword. They're trying to get away from being murdered. Vespinoisa Bashvis and his daughters into captivity. Pasuk Lamid Vanirom. Ovad Cheshboin Adivon, and their rule was lost from Cheshboin, and it was removed from Divon. V'nashim ad noifach, and we laid waste until noifach, asher ad meidva, which reaches up to meidva. Zok Rashi v'niram ovad malchus shalom. This means their malchus was lost. Ovad cheshboin ad divoin was lost from cheshboin and was removed from divoin. Malchus v'oil, the malchus and the oil shoyil moyav b'cheshboin, which moyav had in cheshboin, ovad misham was lost from there. V'chein ad divoin. Divoin, we understand, targum shal sor ad. Sor means removed is ad. Kloimar, what that tells you, sor near mi divoin, that the rule was removed from divoin. Near loshin malchus, near means malchus. Va'oil memshelas ish, it means the yoke of a man's rulership. Kemoy, it says leman hayoyis near ledovid avdi. Shteita pasuk in Melachim Aleph Yud Aleph Lamed Vav, that should be the rule of my servant David. V'yesh lefarshik my near lochem near, like another pasuk says in Yehoshea Yud Beis. The word v'nirim could be explained near, like plow yourselves in a field. Okay, v'nashim, and we laid waste shin degusha. It's a dogish in the shin, loshin shmama. This means desolation. Kach yomer moishim. This is what the poets will say. V'nashim oisam ad noifach. What does that mean? Hashimoinim ad noifach. We laid waste to them. We destroyed them until noifach. Pasuk lamed aleph. Vayeshav Yisrael be'eretz Amori, and Yichlal Yisrael settle in the land of the Amorim. Pasuk lamed beis. Vayishlach Moishe l'ragelas Yazer. Moishe sent to spy out Yazer. Vayilkadu Benoisera, and they captured its suburbs. Vayirash es Amori, and we drove away the Amori. Asher Sham, that was there. So Drashi Vishlach Moishe l'ragelas Yazer. Moishe sent out to spy Yazer. Amaraglum l'chadua. The spies captured it. Amru, they said, Loi nasik harishoinim. We're not like the act, like the first miracle. You know what happened to them at the end. We're confident in the power, the koyach, the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lilochim, to do battle. Pasuk lamed gimel. Vayifnu vayalu. They turned and they went up. Derech HaBashan, by the way of the Bashan. Vayetzei oig melech HaBashan lekrosim. Oh, and oig melech HaBashan. We're going to see who this oig melech HaBashan was. Rabbeinu Bachai is going to tell us. He went out against them. Lekrosim. Hu v'cholami, him and all his people, amilchama edrei, to do battle at edrei. So, by mafter, pasuk lamadalet, vayoyim Hashem el Moishe. Hashem said to Moishe, al tira oisoi, do not fear him. Ki v'yotcha nasati oisoi, because into your hands I have given him, to you. Ves kolami and all his people, ves arze and his entire land. V'yosisa loy kasher osisa l'sichin melechai moiri. You should do to him just like he did to sichin melechai moiri. Asher Yoshe b'cheshboin, who dwells in cheshboin. So Rashi al tiroi, so do not fear him. What was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of? Shei Moshe yorei li'lochem. Moshe was afraid to wage war against him. Shem etamed le'ischusa shel Avram. That maybe Al-Oig would have the schus of Avram. Shenemer, it says, Vayove epolit. And it says, the fugitive came. Who is that? Who Oig? That's Oig. It says in Bereishis. Yudalid. Yud Gimel. She polat bin Arifoyim. He escaped from the Rifoyim. Shehiku kedar loyim v'chaveru kedar loyim, and his colleagues killed. Ba'ashtres karnayim and ashtres karnayim. Shenemer, it says, Rak oig melech haboshan nisha. Ono oig melech haboshan was left. Miyes refayim, from the remaining refayim, which means the giants. Pasuk lamed hey. Vayaku oisoi, they killed him. They smote him. Ves bonov and his sons. Ves kol amay and all his people. Ad bilti hisher loy sarid, until there was no survivor left of him. Vayirshu es arzi, and they took possession of his land. So Rashi v'Yaku Oisai, who killed him? Moshe killed him. Ked Isa b'brachas, like the Gemara zokt in brachas. B'haroya, in the Gemara in Haroya, and daf Nundalad Amid Beis. That's the ninth parak of brachas. What does it say? Akar Tura, Bartlosa Parsi v'chul. The Gemara says over there the whole story. The Oig uprooted a mountain that was three parsoyas long. That was the length of Machni Yisrael. V'chul ayin sham. The Gemara continues. He wanted to drop it over the Klal Yisrael to kill them. He raised it over his head. The Ribono Shel Olam brought ants who made a hole in the rock, and it rested upon Oig's neck, and his head was through the hole. Moshe, it says, was 10 amas tall. He took an axe that was 10 amas long. He jumped 10 amas and he struck Oig on the ankle and he killed him. Pasuk Chav Beis, and with that we finish Parshas Chukas. And in the conclusion, I want to just mention a medrash from the Rabbeinu Bachayu about this Oig, what the whole story was with him. That's Vayisu Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael journeyed Vayachnu Ba'arvis Moyov, and they encamped in the plains of Moyov, May Aver Liarden Yerichoy, which is opposite the Yarden near Yerichoy. Zok the Rabbeinu Bachaya. With that, we finish Parshas Chukas B'siyata D'Shmaya. Who is this Oig over here? What was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of here? Who is this person over here? Zok the Heilig Rabbeinu Bachaya. Who is this Oig? So first of all, before that, Al Tira Oisei, Bnei Hashem tells him, don't fear him. Ba'etzem Moshe Ben shouldn't have been afraid of this human hand. So the Shechina is with you. What's anybody going to do to you? And Yeshaya Nun Aleph. Mi at vatiri me enos yomus ki yiras boser adam letzadika yorias Hashem mi prisus hanefesh. If you fear of a man of blood and flesh and blood, of a big tzaddik fears a person, that's prisus hanefesh. Moisha atzma yaziyus Moisha gufen vorm lamen alef says al tiru val tarzu mipneim lisarzum lisir meyem. So what was he afraid of? Zokta elog ben bechay avon nisyor mimenu mischus sheyod loy menyan avrom. He knew the schus who shadosh chazal meseches nido on daf samach alef beperke isha she oisit rochea. It says, "Mechtei sichon, mechti sichon ve'oig achi yavet." The Gemara says, "Sichon oig were brothers." Mifnei man isyar mi'oig ve'loy misyar sichon. What's all of a sudden you're only afraid of oig? Sichon is big brother. He was also a giant. You're not afraid of him. Mitshuvasi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu atemakir man belibe shel oisit tzadik. From Hakadosh Baruch Hu's answer, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking. Ein ayoyimer al tira elul misyar. You only say al tira to someone that's afraid. Min lamed. Like Rashi said, he was afraid the schus of Avram was going to stand by. That's oig that we got added in Mabel. Chazal hold that this is the same oig of the Mabel. And it's the same oig, and he just lived a long life. Zokter ben Machayu, however, there's other shitas. V'yesha pirish oig ze ein oyse shel Avram. It's not that same oig of Avram. Atzmoi aval hoyim mishpachti mizari. No, he came. He was from the mishpacha. He came from his offsprings. Umoishin nisyar mimenu. Now this is even a bigger chiddush. What was Moshe afraid? Shle tamed leischus avi aviv shoyim bizman Avram. The zayde, the original oig. He was afraid that that schus would happen for the grandson. L'fizek kasha amru kan sichan v'oig hachi yavis. So when it says the sichan oig for brothers. It means mamish to have complete brothers in the avneim. Hayla the Moshe l'siyari misichin gamkins, and Moshe should have been afraid of sichin. Kigam hayi roy little chelik b'schus shaloi gavi aviv, because he's supposed to get a chelik also in the schus avoy. Aval hayu achim and aim zokter ben mechayu, they're brothers from the mother. V'ikir zari shaloi gapolik loy nisher ela ba'oig ze shumi mishpachti. The ikir zera of oig hapolit stayed in this oig now. V'ikir zari min av, because the ikir zara comes from the father. V'alkein nisyari Moshe mi oig v'loy nisyari misichin. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of oig and not of sichin. Aval onu zokter Rabbeinu b'chaya ein lanu ela masha kiblu chazal ba'oig ze shum mamish oise oig shal Avram. We know that it's the same oig of that Avram. He was marich yom. The Tanchuma says like this: Vayovei apolit vayaged. Kavanosa hoisa kadesh yetsa Avram v'yarg. L'chayis kavana was that Avram should go out and die. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of? He had a bad kavana. Nevertheless, nosan le'akadosh baruch huschar raglo. The Baruch Hashem gave him a schar of going. V'choya koloisin shom. He lived. He was ma'arich yamim. Mitzad echad gavim yemenu shenova nafal biyad bonov. Mitzad echad Baruch Hashem was goyve that he fell biyad bonov. Because Shabba Moshe lasis melchama yimay nisyarim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Omrani ben meyav esim shana. Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen to this. I'm 120 years old. V'ze yoyse michamesh meyoyse. He is more than 500 years old, this person. How am I going to fight against this giant? Moshe Rabbeinu said, if he doesn't have a schus, why is he living so all these years? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hashem said, don't worry. Al tira oisei, ki v'yotcha nasati oisei. At the biyotcha argei, you'll kill him with your own hands. V'asis le'kash asis le'sichein atkan. You'll do like you did to sichein. This is what I wanted to tell you over here in conclusion. V'yesh l'das. Zokter Rabbeinu Mechaya. Kivin she'sichein v'oig achim hoyu koidim ha'mabul. There were brothers before the mabul, sichein and oig. V'oig levadei hu she'polod. Oig is the only one that got away. We only know that not eight people that were in the Teva got saved. So where did the Sichin come out of? Where was he? So some say he was on top of the Teva. How could you say there were brothers? Listen to this Medrash. And Rabbi Yosef mentioned a similar Medrash to this with the other Sham Chazel. It says like this. I saw in the Medrash, Zokter Rabbeinu Bechaya, Sichin va'oig, who are these Sichin va'oig? B'nei Sham Chazoil. They were the sons of Shmachzoel, Shahoyim Mibnei Elohim. They were sons of the Malachim. Ushmachzoel, Boal Ishte Shalchom. And Shmachzoel, he was a Malach. He was a Baltaiv, we know from the other stories Rabbi Yosef said over about him. He lived with the wife of Chom, Samuch Leknisas LaTeva, before she went into the Teva. V'sichoin, Noilad B'Teva, and Sichon was born in the Teva. Listen to this Medrash. That's why we know Shom was mishamish in the teva. It says three things were mishamish in the teva. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the dog, the kelev, and therefore his einish was he gets a leash. He's nikshar. That's his einish. Chom, he was locked by oiroi, and the oiriv. Yeah, the oiriv is the raven. And what is it? It says Rashi says that the zera goes out of his mouth to the mouth of the nekeva. That was his einish. Al kaponim, it says over there chom l'chayir lefizeh. Because he doesn't do it like other Brias in the Veld that they have regular. He spits the Zera out from his mouth to the mouth in the cave. That's the Oyriv of the punishment. Kapanim, what does it say over there? It says that the Oynish of Chom was Mishamish Bateva. So there was a tain against him. Here the Rebbeinu Chai says, no. Shimish Chom Bateva kedei lechapis alishta. His wife came in pregnant from Shemachazoyel and was from the Malachim, so he wanted to cover over that his wife was Mishamish in the Teva. So he was Mishamish in the Teva. So the kid came from him. He still got punished for it.
Sounds like
it was a tzaddik. You have to say like this. You have to say Sichan also had a long arichas yamim. Like Oig's brother. Arichas yamim shkol echad hoyse siba l'siba yedumi bala siba sisbarach. Bunch of them had a siba for all of them. Umi yodei machshav es Hashem yisbarach. Veveis the machshav es of Hashem. Masha Amar b'perek aroy, it says in Daf Nundalid, machye b'krasulei v'kotlei. Moshe Rabbeinu hit him at his ankles and he killed him. What does that mean? Yirmois ki Moshe bittel schusay. Moshe ben is mevatel zeschus. Dr. Rabbeinu Bachaya. Uschar psi yosef. All the schar of his walking tavram, he was mevatel. Moshe perish rav agodel moiri rash nar. Reb Shimon nar beperish agodis shechibra. His rebbe wrote the perish agodis. Nimtzei salome. It comes out to teach you. Shalai hoisi yirasi shal Moshe Rabbeinu al vashalom al koychug v'rasoi val goy v'kemasa. Moshe ben wasn't afraid of his mighty power and his height. Rak mischusay. What was he afraid of? The schus of the anerosha. Sharei ritzayne shel kadosh baruch hu. Einay davik ba'adam lefi agvur va'koyach kim lefi aschus. The ratzon of Hashem goes lefi the schus of a person. It doesn't mean how great you are, and how strong you are, and how tall you are. Shekein amar kasa. It says in Tilm kuf mem zayim. Loy v'gvurus asus yechbots loy v'shoy keishi yirte roitz Hashem es yireyov es amiyachlim lchazdir. But Hashem wants is yireyim that amiyachil that hope for his chesed. And that Rabbeinu Chaya finishes this week's parasha, Parashas Chukas. But in conclusion, I want to just mention the Shema Chazoyel. The Rabbi Yosef said over the Medrash yesterday that he want, it was Teveya, this Malach. This is a Malach, a Bal Taiva. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef said it. The Shema Chazoyel was Teveya. He was Teveya Riva Achas, a certain girl to be Mishamash with us. She said, listen, I'm asking, but tell me how you go up to Shemayim. What's the Soid? So he told her the shame is to go up. She did it. She went up to Shemayim to get away from him. So Rebbeinu Shem says, you're such a mysterious nefesh not to be mezana with this malach, right? This is talking about the malachim, right? And these are the malachim, Rabbi Yosef told me, that said, Mali Yelud Isha Beneinu, Tno Hoyt Chal Shamayim. We want it. So Rebbeinu Shem said, you have a Yetzahara, whatever. You see, these are the malachim wanted to tell you. Akalponim, Rebbeinu Shem says, you were Moshe Nefesh, that you shouldn't be mezana. I'm going to make you one of the Sheva Koichli Leches. You're going to be one of the Sheva Koichli Leches, and she's one of what we know today as Venice. That's the most shining one, because she had the Kedusha, because a person's Nizer from Chait, they have Kedusha, that is special light. And that out of Yom Hazeh, she was Nikva in the Bria and the Shiva Koich Leleches, that the what we know today as Venice, that's that planet, is that Riva, that girl, that she wasn't Mezana with her. That's Shem HaChazoyel. But here we see Shem HaChazoyel lived with Chom's wife before she went into the Teva, and that he had their son, Oig. With that, Rabbi Yisai, we finish Parshas Chukas. Shekoyach.